When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, you know, I don't want to talk about it too much, but we do have a bit of a situation here. You know, it's kind of serious, and I feel, you know, it's kind of...
Hey, producer, it's me, Doodle Poodle. I just wanted to talk to you and see what was going on, because everybody's acting kind of weird.
Yes, Doodle Poodle, I do agree with you. Everybody's acting very strange, you know, what is going on and how everybody's acting, and it's I don't really have much of the background, but, you know, it's kind of...
What are you doing? Producer, you know you can't say that word. You know what's gonna...
Hold on a second.
It's like bees to honey.
Did I hear somebody say some person?
No.
Indubitably, loop-de-loo is what I might have heard.
Yeah, well, you heard wrong, okay? So just forget you heard anything, okay? We're just trying to... I don't know. We're getting the equipment back set up. We're trying to figure these things out because all the, you know, the plugs and the dials and the bells and the belts. There's bells and there's belts.
There's belts.
And nothing's working, it seems.
Yeah. So ever since we got the equipment back, nothing has been working. And so I actually, if you don't mind, I apologize. But I brought my cousin in, and he's going to, I think, maybe do a little bit of help with us. We're getting everything set up.
Well, now, I hope we don't... Do we have a contract with this cousin of yours? Do we have to pay any kind of anything? You know, because I don't know if we have any money in the coffers or not to be hiring outside help, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know... We're supposed to hire any because we don't. Nobody does anybody get paid here? Nobody gets paid here, do they? Please tell me. Nobody gets paid. I've never gotten paid. You know that.
Hi, everybody. It's me. I am a engineer. I am a producer's cousin. It's wonderful to meet all of you.
What in the world is going on in that swamp? Is everybody just like, you're a producer, so you're going to be a producer. You're an engineer, so you're going to be an engineer. And how does that, it seems like it gets confusing. Because somebody says, oh, hey, it's you. Your name is engineer. And then you don't get confused. Are you going to be like a choo-choo on the train engineer? Are you going to be, you know, how does this all work?
Well, you know, these elective frogs, you know, the tadpoles, and every season there's really a big number of us frogs that are kind of coming through the world, and so the only way they figured out how to make it make any sense at all was if they were like, okay, you know what, this one's going to be a baker, so we're going to call him Baker, and then this one over here is going to be really good at the drums, and so we're going to call him drummer, yeah, and so, you know, just to kind of keep everything up, okie dokie.
Yeah, what produced said is true. So I was born and was called producer.
Wait a minute.
And it didn't work out because my cousin, he was already producer. And so then they changed me over to be an engineer. What can I help you with?
Wow. Your speech patterns are very interesting.
Now, what I'm trying to figure out here, so if I was a little tadpole, and I was a frog, and I was born. I assume y'all are born. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's great to be born, of course. Yes, uh-huh. No, that's how it works. Okay.
So if I'm born, do I already have my hat on? Do I already know all the legalese? Are they just gonna call, you know, Frog Rufus, they're just going to call me a lawyer, something like that?
Well, it kind of depends, because as engineer was just telling you, like, when he was born, he was called a producer, but then they had to look and they found that I was already producer. So what we do is, you know, if you were born and there's no lawyer, then, you know, you could be the lawyer. But if there's a lawyer, then you're not the lawyer, okay? You could become I don't know, like Mr. Bagel. You make the bagel. They go, oh, hello, bagel. And you go, okay, I guess I'm going to make the bagel.
That don't make no sense. I don't understand bagels. I don't like bagels. And I refuse. I don't want to be bagel. You ain't going to call me bagel. You call me bagel one more time, producer. We're going to have a talk. That's what I'm saying.
Settle down, big guy. Settle down, okay? Nobody's calling you bagel. And that was just a scenario that producer was trying to explain to you, that if there was already a lawyer, then he just kind of came up with a random thing. Also, what is your problem with bagels? I don't understand. What's your beef, huh? What's your damage, huh? What's getting your blood hot, huh? I can't think of any other ones. That's all I got.
I was looking because I was communicating, and evidently we don't currently have a bagel man. So, you know, if you do want to be a bagel, then you can be a bagel, I suppose.
Why are we even still talking about that? I was told that that was a scenario that was made up just to expose the situation structure that is inevitable and equitable in frog land. And I'm not a frog, and I'm Rufus T. Rufus. I'm a lawyer, clearly, man of the law. I am book learned and ready to go into a courtroom and assert myself. But I do not like bagels. I would not appreciate y'all calling me a bagel. All right, and I just do not do it.
All right. Cool. So I guess we're not going to call you Bagel, okay? But I've never heard anyone get so agitated, so angry about a bagel. Like, what is your problem? Bagels are delicious. Do you know how many flavors they come in? And how much stuff you can put on those flavors? I mean, it's limitless, is what I'm saying. And, there's like crisp, like kind of, you know, hot on the outside where they boil them, and then on the inside they're just so warm and just delicious. And are you kidding me?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Robot.
Wait, it's, no, no, stop.
Somebody like a bagel?
You're supposed to be unplugged, Robot. Who de-unplugged you? Who plugged you in, and who woke the robot up, is what I'm saying. Now, I may have, might have, could have been the one to plug him back in, you know?
But why would you can't just go? You can't just go around plugging robots in and all this random stuff? You know, we have a set list of things that we do need help with, or the podcast equipment. But why are you? You can't just plug in all this, like, a robot, and you don't even know anything about these robots, right?
All I know is that I'm an engineer, and I saw a piece of machinery right over there, and it was evidently not working. And so I said, you know, I think I see how to fix this. And then I just plugged it in. And look at this. All of a sudden, we have ourselves a little robot now, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. Thank you so much, Engineer. I wish you were here the whole time, because then I would have been working this whole time, and I would have been on the podcast.
Now listen, I'm not saying we're like on a strike system, or demerit or whatever. But that has to be one strike against your cousin, producer, because...
Well, hold on, I can...
With all due respect, robot, I can't even say it.
No, that's not an issue, that's not a problem for me, because I can say it, as the steward of this headquarters here in Coffee Can Alley, as the lawyer here at the Bumper Podcast, you know, I'm here to tell you, robot, that, you were unplugged intentionally, and, without this engineer frog coming in, I don't know if you would have been plugged back in.
Great job, Rufus. Great, 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 great job. That's like 6 greats. You made the robot cry. And you know what happens when robots cry? Now I gotta go get the oil can so it doesn't rust up. So I'll be back, but this is... Okay. You know what? It is what it is. Okay.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Pig, where are you headed?
It's a long story. Robot's back. This is engineer, producer's cousin or something. And Rufus made Robot cry, and then there's tears, which means...
That you have to go get the oil can. I totally understand.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Robot. How's it going?
Oh, if we're saying hi, Daddy. It's me, the little fool. I haven't seen you in a long time. Would you like for me to make you a drawing?
Hi, Doodle Poodle. Wow, we have everyone here, huh? We've got Doodle Poodle, we've got Robot there. Hi, Rufus.
Yeah, I don't think it's in my best interest to say hello, to say anything anymore in this particular hanging out episode, whatever we're doing, because, the robot's crying. Oh, Rufus is, you know, he's a Mr. Bagel.
What?
I don't even want to be part of nothing, okay?
Wow, okay. Wait. We're calling you Mr. Bagel now?
No, you know, under frog law, you know, he's already a lawyer, and so, you know, he's gonna officially be the Bagel.
Who are you again?
Ah, nothing, this is my cousin, he's an engineer, he's going to help me with some of his equipment and whatnot.
Now, did somebody say something about frog law? I don't know nothing about no frog law.
Well, great. It looks like we're in another predicament, and all this talk about bagels has me starving.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a non-productive media presentation.
executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Nonproductive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.